USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two people stabbed on the London Bridge are dead. Metropolitan Police confirmed the number of deaths, and the officers were able to confront the terrorist 5 minutes after the first call came in. They shot and killed him because he appeared to be wearing a suicide vest. As far as where things go from here, former Joint Terrorism Task Force Operations Manager Steve Rogers tells Fox News.
There will be cities not only around the entire nation of England, but here in the United States and elsewhere, where these Joint Terrorism Task Force will now be coordinating the exchange of intelligence and information with the police in London. So now they've got to try to figure out if this individual was connected to a terrorist organization or a terrorist cell.
A second major snowstorm could drop up to a foot of snow from New Mexico all the way to Wisconsin and Minnesota. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, is a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit ancestry.com/health.
Your final numbers on Wall Street on this shortened day of trading. The Dow lost 112 points to finish at 2851. It's not just you. We're all getting slammed with robocalls. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
You're wondering who I am.
The tech company RoboKiller says nearly 6 billion with a B robocalls were made in the month of October alone. That's 22 calls for every person in the United States. RoboKiller keeps track of the unwanted calls by minute, day, and week. It says over 4,200 robocalls were made every second last month. Five cities in Texas lead the U.S. when it comes to receiving robocalls, with Dallas at number one. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Retailers take on more holiday stress. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
This year, holiday stress will take on a whole new meaning for online retailers. Amazon, Walmart, and others have promised to deliver more of their orders within 24 hours of customers clicking on buy. The coming weeks will be the first test of whether they can make that happen during the busy holiday shopping season. It's an expensive feat that requires not just additional planes and vehicles, but more workers and reams of data to help retailers prepare and predict what shoppers might buy. And the stakes to deliver on time are high. A late package can damage a retailer's reputation, since shoppers tend to blame them, even if the late arrival is the fault of the delivery company.
Now, regarding those packages, though, what are some tips that you can do to make sure that that package is not stolen off of your property by a porch pirate? The Prince George, Maryland Police Department has some tips.
If you're able to leave specific instructions with the delivery service online, do that. That could help save you a package theft. If you're able to leave your packages behind a flower pot or behind shrubbery, that too will help prevent any package theft.
Now, according to a study done by C&R Research, at least 36% of Americans have had a package stolen right off their doorstep within the last year. That was in 2018, and that's up 31% from 2017. For more news, please remember you can always follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.